We're here with head coach John Anderson. John, just talk a little bit about the win and getting back on in the win column today.
Well, I've been impressed with the kids. They've come out here with lots of energy and they worked hard in pregame and thought they were ready to play. We've had a pretty consistent effort all year long and just asked the kids to try to get better each day they step out here. And obviously, we've had a different lineup, different teams and different guys in different positions on defense, it seems like every day, and had the same lineup, so there's really been no consistency from that standpoint. And every day you come here, wait for what's going to happen next. And so it's always been next man up, and we're moving guys all over the place, different spots in the order on defense. And DJ Snelton had to pick up Tommy Wendell today, did an outstanding job. And it's what it's been. We've used our whole roster, you can say that, and except probably for two guys, Crocker and Schaff, haven't played much, but other than that, we used everybody, and we don't know when those other guys are going to come back, so I don't think much is going to change other than be the same for probably the short term.
Can you talk a little bit about DJ coming in and pitching really well and definitely keeping Minnesota in the game there?
Well, he's been working on it. I think the last time out against Kansas State, didn't have a great start. And DJ's working on some things in terms of how he prepares and his presence on the mound and trying to stay, in the one pitch at a time mode. And he has a tendency to either get way ahead of him or focus too much on the pass. So, he's working on it. Today was better. And so he knows what he needs to fix. And obviously he's got good enough stuff that he throws it over the plate like he did today. And last time out he didn't. He can get some people out. So we like him. And depending on how long Tommy Wendell's out, we may have to leave him as a starter and just bring Tommy back in the bullpen because we're going to have to build his arm back up once we get him, so it's probably going to be hard for him to get ready to be a starter in the league if it goes on too long.
Talk a little bit about Ryan Abrahamson. Obviously struggled a little bit at the plate early on and then, had a couple hits, including that home run today.
Well, I'm pulling for Ryan. I really am. He works hard. He's tried everything. He's trying to make adjustments and corrections, and he's made himself into a better defensive player so we can play him out there. And it's nice to see him have a little success. I mean, there's nobody that deserves it more than Ryan based on how hard he's worked, and I know he wants to be a player and he's coachable, and so it's nice to see him contribute here today with a big double and a home run, and he hasn't given up. I mean, a lot of guys probably would have given up a long time ago, but Ryan surely hasn't. He keeps battling and trying to go up there and have a productive at bat, so maybe this will jumpstart him. Maybe we'll see more of this out of him, give him some confidence.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.